Ukutshengisela e-United Nations kuzobe kukhona futhi ngomgqibelo wona lo ozayo mhla ka-18 September sizobuthana e-New York. This time i-demonstration yethu izobe ingekho against Mnangagwa per se, but izobe i-demonstration eyokukhankasela ukutshengisela for i-diaspora vote. I-diaspora vote yinto enkulu kakhulu esilokhe esaqala ukuyilwisa from kudala ukuthi abantu beZimbabwe kumele babe bavunyelwe ilungelo labo lokuvota emazweni aphesheya. Amazwe amaningi, even amakhelwana bethu o-South Africa, Mozambique, Botswana, izizalwane zazo ziyavunyelwa ukuvota zisemazweni. IZimbabwe isemuva kakhulu kulokhu, and yinto ebalulekileyo ukuthi sitshengisele kwi-United Nations ukuthi ama-citizens aweZimbabwe bavalelwa ilungelo labo lokuthi bavote. So sizohlangana mhla ka-18, sizobe sise-New York kuqala ngo-10 a.m. kusiyaphela ngabo-5.
Manje ekuqoqeni lapha kukhanya kuyatshengisa na ukubana kuzaba kulabantu abaningi abazaya khonale.
Sibonile ngesikhathi ezidlulileyo ukuthi abantu bakithi bazimisele ukukhankasa e-United Nations, ngoba kulapho kuhlanganwa khona ama-countries amaningi awezizwe zonke. So i-opportunity enkulu kakhulu ukuthi lathi sibe lapho sibonakale silwela amalungelo ethu ukuthi sivote. So sikhangelela ukuthi hayi njengasemuva kuzobe kule bantu abaningi abazofika lapho ngomgqibelo masihlangana e-New York e-United Nations. Ama-flyer asekhona asethunyelwe kumagruphu amaningi ku-WhatsApp. So abantu abaningi sebekwazi ngale invitation yokuthi kuyahlanganwa ama-Zimbabweans wonke, regardless of i-political party yakho. Sithi ma ungumZimbabwean woza, sizobambana sidimande ilungelo lethu lokuthi sivote.